Welcome to Photo Walking with Colin. In this episode, I take a early morning trip to Prompton Lake in northeastern Pennsylvania. I believe it's in Wayne County. And manage to meet up with my friend Ben. We go and shoot some photos and try to find some waterfalls and fail miserably at it. And then on my way back, I shoot some photos of grass and talk about James Bell a little bit. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you in the next one, but here it is. I'm at a local state park. Hope you can hear me. I got here a little bit later than I'd like to. I was a little lazy this morning. Just got back from 10 days in Tennessee and Nashville, Tennessee and Kentucky. Spent some time in Nashville and then drove all over Kentucky to drink bourbon, mostly. I did manage to shoot some photos while I was there, but I woke up each morning and took a couple photos here and there. But I didn't get a chance to record any audio or anything while I was there. We were traveling with some friends, and being able to get away for any amount of time was kind of tough. I kind of had aspirations of, being able to do a little bit more than I did. I brought all my gear and, but I did manage to capture some images. But now I'm a local state park. It's, mid-October. The lake here is really foggy, and I'm going to fly my drone. So let's see what I can get here. Just got a good flight up. Managed to catch some herons. There was two of them. I didn't see them. They almost hit my drone. So now I'm going to set up the tripod using the 55 to 250 and see what I can get with that. But I want to do it before the fog totally burns off. And my friend Ben is going to actually join me, which I'm pretty happy about. I don't usually get to shoot photos with anybody. So that is awesome. So while I was in Kentucky, I was thinking a lot about photography. I'm watching videos on YouTube from people like James Bell and others that are doing some interesting things. Just putting my drone back in the car because I'm going to head down to the lake. And you think a lot about your photography when you're watching other people do theirs. You think, well, should I mimic some of the stuff that they're doing, or do my own thing, And you think of the different styles of photography, like, you can be a portrait photographer and do portraits for people or businesses or what have you. And then you can, be a landscape photographer, or you can, your photography can create images in the sense that you might just be capturing textures or colors or moods or shadow or all these different sorts of things. And, all those things are different styles and different goals, but they're using the same tools, And so all these things are going through my mind as I'm shooting photography in Kentucky of the distilleries and the horse farms and just the roads and the rolling hills. And I think with my photography, I'm going to start to, because I don't make money on photography and it doesn't matter what I shoot. Right now I could shoot the ground 10 times and if I'm happy with that, then cool. But I think with my photography, I'm going to try to push myself to start making a particular kind of image. I don't know what that is yet. Most of my stuff is travel related. I like to go places, see things, and capture them in some way. Wow. So, with that being said, what is that going to look like? What should that look like? How do I capture a place? When I go somewhere, should I be trying to capture a mood of that place? The feelings I had when visiting that place? Should it be photorealistic to the point where if you were to go there yourself after seeing one of my photos that you would know what to expect, perhaps? I don't know yet. So these are all questions that I'm asking myself today as I'm just out on a brisk morning. I don't know what everyone that's listening to this thinks about their photography in that way, but it is something that I'm giving some thought to. Okay, let's see if I can do this without making my phone drop on the ground. So now I have a tree that is backlit by the sun, which looks amazing. And beyond that is, that's gonna come out terrible when we stop this. I don't even know what speed I should be at here at all. But I'm just trying to capture it before it goes away. Because right now the fog is rolling over the lake with a backlit tree, and there's a, we have a thing here called Frisbee Golf. And Frisbee Golf, I need a hood. Okay, well, I don't own a hood for this lens. I own a hood for one of my other lenses. I actually want to underexpose this a bit, but I'm going to try to block the sun with my hat. I don't even know if that's possible, but I just tried. And if that works, that is insane. If I get that, it's really hard to see, because I'm facing directly into the sun right now. I'm using F22 to see if I can focus as much of the image as possible, because there's the tree and then the fog behind it. It looks like there's still going to be a lens flare on the top. I'm using my hat to, although I think the exposure is right, I should probably be doing a, as long as my hat's not in it. Now, there's a shadow on that. This is about intersecting lines, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about, but there is a shadow on the Frisbee Golf thing. Good morning. I don't know how you found me. Oh, I guess my I'm the only car around, huh? I'm recording my audio right now. Did you know I'm starting to record? Like while I shoot, I'm starting to record so I can. What do you think of this shot?
Ooh, very nice, very majestic.
Good to see you. What's up, man? How's it going with you?
Good.
So as you heard, Ben came, which I was super pumped about. I was able to spend some time with him. We shot a few photos right where I originally had set up, where the fog was lifting off of the lake, and then we decided to head up to the inlet of this lake that we're at, and we saw this map that said there was some waterfalls up the hills. And we got lost. The fall has brought a lot of leaves down already. And when we were hiking, hopefully you can still hear me. I'll try to keep my voice up because I put you down there on the ground or on a stump here. We got up in the woods and lost our way pretty much. We couldn't find the trail again. very likely my fault. There was a moment where Ben suggested that we had left based on a sign he saw on a tree. He was very likely right. And I don't know, I didn't disagree with him. I just, the trail appeared to go off to the right. So I tried to do that, and guess what? We ended up on a very thigh-burning exercise that, just ended up not being where we wanted to be. So we hung out together for a while, probably about 2 hours, I guess, and that was fun. I have not been able to shoot this year at all with anybody else, and that was really, really fun. And so he had to get to work. It's a Monday. Fortunately for me, I have off today. Actually, I think it's a holiday, and I had taken off originally anyway, but today is a holiday. And so I wouldn't have been working anyway, but I took the day off because I was planning on still being down south today. And I took tomorrow off too, so I'm going to try to get mostly some photography in, and maybe a little bit of fishing. But we'll see what today and tomorrow holds for me. So we got to chat about a couple different things. And the subject that I brought up before about, you know, just thinking about our photography, we thought about stuff. He shoots weddings. Now and then, it's not his main job. But he shoots weddings, and he likes to shoot photography otherwise. And so it was great to talk to him about some of that stuff. He's a good photographer. I wish he posted more, actually. I don't think he posts all that much, but my reason for wanting him to post more is so I can just see more of the stuff that he's doing. So maybe I can text him later and convince him to put up a few shots that he took today, or at least a shot. So I'm back to the near the original area that I was shooting earlier, and I just saw a bald eagle. Grab a fish out of the water down here, and I did not have my camera even out yet. We had just gotten back here. I was kind of just chilling out for a minute, and so I guess I'm gonna have to see if I can find him again. But right now I'm just taking a couple of landscape shots. Unlike the last episode, my last episode, I didn't even get a chance to upload those photos yet to my website. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold off publishing this until I have time to put those photos on my website and I can direct you right to them. So at the end of this video, there will be a, at the end of this podcast, and maybe even at the beginning, I'll have a URL that you can go to that will take you right to the photos that I'm taking today. And hopefully you can match up. The way that James Bell does it, I keep mentioning him because he's a huge inspiration right now for me. Not even in his style of photography. More so on how, what he's doing on YouTube right now, where he's using a 360 camera and doing exactly what I'm doing right now, which is this photo talking thing. I had started doing this long before I even saw his videos where he does this, but it gives him the opportunity to then show you the photo that he's taking and all of that. And that is super interesting, although a lot more work. Because he, you know, goes home presumably and edits the photos and then puts them in, and it's really well done, and I applaud him for all the work that he's doing. But I kind of am doing this podcast in this way because it's kind of easy. I'm using the Anchor app, which is very easy to use. I don't like that it requires an internet connection. It's very odd, but I'll live with it for now. But I am doing this because it's pretty easy to put together. I don't know if I'm going to keep a time limit on any of these. I figure, you know what, if you listen to them, you listen to them. I would like to keep them kind of succinct, but when you're out here just kind of enjoying the nature and the wildlife and shooting photos, I mean, time gets away from you pretty quickly. So if these end up being longer or shorter, then that's just the way it goes. All right, I'm gonna just go see if I can find this bald eagle, which was beautiful. We have a lot more nowadays, which I'm very happy about. There's been a concerted effort to bring the bald eagle back, and I think that is actually being it's definitely working. I haven't looked up statistics in a while, but I see them far more often than when I was a kid. In fact, when I was a kid, you barely saw them anywhere. And now you see them. I mean, I probably see one a week when I'm out about, especially if I'm near a lake or a river. I see them all the time. Saw one on the way back from Kentucky. I think we were in Maryland at the time, just driving along, and we saw one. And I didn't leave anything over there, did I? And when I'm around here, we live in Pennsylvania, the northeastern air part of Pennsylvania, almost New York State, and see them all the time. So that's very good on the conservationists for bringing them back. All right, I'll bring you back into the experience if I find them. I'm now shooting pictures of grass because James Bell. So this episode is pretty much James Bell's fault. There's some grass that's growing along the shoreline of this lake, and it's just getting into the water. And I'm trying to capture just that area where it's doing that. And I don't know if I'm doing a very good job of it. But it's fun to think about a little bit because I normally would never shoot this. So that's what I mean by looking at other people's stuff and trying to learn. Maybe you're not learning like what aperture is, but you're learning about a subject or something that you normally would not shoot yourself. That you normally wouldn't look at and see as a potential subject for one of your photos. But now that you see someone else focus on it and you see the images that they can create, and then when you're walking along this lake like I am now and you see this grass, it's very round, hard, firm. These might be like the beginning of cattails, maybe? They don't have any cattails on them now, but I don't know. But it's a grass of some sort. And here we are, right out of nowhere. I'm seeing images that I do not believe I would have saw before I had watched his YouTube video. And that is interesting to me. And exciting. And it's also exciting that, you know it's 2019. We're all used to the web by now, but the fact that James lives in the UK, and my friend Dan Rubin, who I've known for years and years and years, lives in the UK as well, but he's all over the place. He's a photographer that goes all over the place. But just the fact that the internet is still creating these small communities where if these individuals did not live anywhere near me, I would never be able to learn from them. And yet they're taking the time to put their photography and their work online, edit videos or audio or whatever it might be, and put it out there in a way that I can enjoy but also learn from. I think that's also interesting. But for anybody listening to this podcast episode and the one prior to it, you're probably thinking, is this just going to be Colin rambling while he's shooting photos? That is exactly what this is going to be about. Maybe you could listen to it while you're out rambling and shooting photos. Maybe you could record your own in response to mine and send them in, because I can actually add your audio to my video. Or I keep saying video. I used to make video for years and years and years, and so now I just keep saying it. But if you send me an MP3 file, or if you use Anchor, I think I can even add your voice messages right to my episode very easily, which would be kind of neat. So if you want to write in and say something, then do that. I think I'm wrapping up here, though, for the day. It's getting to be 11:30 in the morning. I'm getting kind of hungry. And I don't want to be out here forever. I'd like to get home and look at some images that I took while I was in Kentucky and maybe relax in front of the TV for a little bit, just because I feel like taking it easy today. But it's a beautiful fall day. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I look forward to making more of them in the future. No promises on when the schedule will be or anything like that. There's no pressure for me to make any episodes. I'm just going to put them out whenever I feel like it. So if you could, the one thing I do ask, if you've listened to this point, is to tell one other photographer about this episode. Just pick one. Your favorite one. Your least favorite one. Your mortal enemy. And tell them, go listen to this guy rambling while he's shooting photos at a random lake in northeastern Pennsylvania near the New York border. Talk to you later. The URL for the photos in this episode can be found in the show notes. Or if you go to cedevroe.com, which is cedevroe.com, and search for Prompton.